Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Junks live on 106.7 The Fan, the team 980. 910 The Fan, that is in Richmond for those that don't know. And Monumental Sports Network 2. We're presented by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junks. Coming up later in the show, Dylan Strom from your Washington Capitals. He'll join us at 8:45. Ryan O'Halloran, sports writer and columnist for the Buffalo News, joins us at 9 to talk about the Stephon Diggs trade as he goes from the Bills to the Texans.
Mm-hmm.
And that was a discussion that Grant and Danny had yesterday on their show here on 106.7 The Fan. They believe that the Commanders should try to model themselves after the Houston Texans when they selected C.J. Stroud with the number 2 overall pick. Last year, they plug him in as a rookie. He helps lead them to the playoffs. I love the concept. It's just a matter of, will your rookie quarterback
play as well
that you select, will he have that same immediate impact as a C.J. Stroud?
Right.
That's
always the goal.
I love the thought of going from a non-playoff team to a playoff team in year one led by a rookie quarterback. The problem is it just doesn't happen very often.
Correct.
It's not an easy blueprint.
It's always the goal when you take a quarterback at number 2 for him to start immediately and start off great. That's the goal.
Yeah.
It's not easy to do. And they were very fortunate. You know, give it up for CJ to have a season like he did. But, you know, they got a good coaching staff, but it's not easy for a quarterback to come in and step in and do what he did.
He had a historic season.
A historic year. Yeah.
Yeah.
So don't expect
this,
that.
I've been saying this for a while, and I'm not willing to bet that they make the playoffs yet.
Well, you don't even know who the quarterback is. Yeah.
I said it's a lot dependent on who they draft. I'm more inclined to think that if they draft Jaden Daniels, they'll have a shot at the playoffs than if they go with Drake May. I think Drake May is more of a long-term play. But it's not an absurd notion. First of all, they have flipped the roster.
Yes.
I believe, by last count, it's 20 new players.
At least.
Might even be more than that at this point.
Doesn't mean they're all better, though.
I'm not saying
it. The only area I think we could say for sure they're 100% stone cold better is at linebacker.
Yes.
But the other ones, you just don't know until they play. We thought that, you know, they addressed a lot of stuff last year.
I'll agree. And some of these guys are filler.
I think it's
they're going to be here for a year.
23 players.
So it's up to 23. I just know it's over 20.
They just signed Jeremy McNichols. McNichols, the running back from San Francisco.
I would say they're better at running back.
Oh yeah,
I think so.
We also all agree.
I would agree
that the coaching was subpar last year.
Well, terrible.
That's not only the head coach, but all of the other coaches. It was terrible.
was not good.
So couldn't get worse. I mean, I guess it's possible to get worse, but we can't imagine.
I can't fathom
a situation where Dan Quinn and this staff is going to be worse than Ron Rivera and his staff.
It's impossible for it to be worse.
It's probably the worst coach team other than maybe Vegas when McDaniels, before he was fired.
And that was a debacle.
Yeah.
Like, players were basically revolting there.
Overall, top to bottom, was probably the worst in the league.
So,
Would you argue with that?
I've been bringing this up for weeks. Bad. Kurt Benkert, who's online, a former quarterback, he pointed this out on Twitter yesterday. He said, Texans flipped the division upside down. Rookie head coach last year, killed the draft, rookie quarterback, added pieces, then reloaded an offseason of year two, which is now. Want to know my prediction for the next team to do this? Commanders. 49ers pipeline GM, head coach on first year of contract, likely to take star quarterback in the draft, already has pieces at wide receiver, defensive-minded head coach like the Texans.
I hope he's right. I hope that they become a 10 or 11 win team in year one under Dan Quinn. But I think that's a big ask, especially with all of the roster churn that we've been talking about.
10 or 11 is hard, but remember, last place schedule.
Mm-hmm.
And, all right, I think the Eagles have reloaded. Now, they've lost some players, too, so right. I don't know if they're going to be better or worse. You'd really kind of have to analyze
really
on
good.
Paper.
You know they're going to be good.
Eagles.
Yeah. I feel like Jalen Hurts is going to bounce back.
But
like, I think they're going to be better.
It seems like the Cowboys are sliding back.
Right.
So I think they are in a position where they have a chance. But you have to hit on the quarterback.
Correct.
You have to hit on the quarterback. That's what it comes down to. Because I agree. Eckler's going to be an upgrade. So the running back room is better. Guys like Zach Ertz, that's just a throwaway to me.
I mean, I think it's hard to argue he's better than Logan.
I do think that they've addressed offensive line to some extent, but I don't know if these guys are any good.
I thought they addressed it last year.
Yeah.
So it remains to be seen.
Well, I do think the resume of these guys is better.
Additions to the offensive line. Like, I would expect reinforcements coming through the draft.
Remember, they've got 6 picks in the top 100.
Right.
No, I know they will.
So they're going to add.
I know they will, but they have to be good. Like, we did. I thought we addressed the offensive line with guys we brought
in. And out of those 6 picks, possibly you got 3 of those will be starters.
Right.
You know, one of them's probably a definite starter,
quarterback.
And then maybe the second round picks could be starters.
But as for the Texans model,
right away,
not only is it year one, you have to think about year two. So the Texans, and they had 2 first round picks last year, right? They drafted Will Anderson.
They moved up to get
as well
Anderson,
as CJ Stroud. Mm-hmm. Yep. And they had been bad for several years, so they had been able to accumulate some talent, even though they were losing season after season. Stroud turned it around. So they got to do that in year one. But what have the Texans done in year two with D'Amico Ryans? They add Stephon Diggs. That's mm-hmm. the most recent. They signed Danielle Hunter.
It's a big one.
Yep. Pass
gave
rusher.
Him a $49 million deal. They traded for Joe Mixon at running back. They brought in DeNico Autry, defensive end, gave him big money. Brought in a linebacker, got a good corner in Jeff Okuda.
They're doing what every team that has a cheap quarterback on the roster that's performing should be doing. They're loading up in the other spots because they're not spending $45, $50 plus million on their quarterback yet. So it totally makes sense. Like, you try to make your run right now when you have a cheap quarterback under contract.
But if Washington won 8 games next year, right, and they don't make the playoffs with 8 wins, you double. That's a great season.
Sure.
Year one is a success if you double your win total.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
But the nature of the league is to kind of keep everybody competitive, to kind of make it so that with the way they do scheduling and everything else. So it's almost going to be hard to duplicate 4 wins because, this is the nature of the league. Keep everybody kind of within the realm of 500, and then if you execute, you can make the playoffs.
I brought this up a couple weeks ago.
I don't think it's...
We focus on the Texans, and they deserve a ton of praise for what they did this year. But the Colts went from a 4-win team to a 9-win team. Mm-hmm. And had they won their last game, would have been in the playoffs, and the Texans
and
wouldn't
have been.
That
was with Gardner Minshew playing quarterback for the majority of the season.
Right. And it was the same formula, new head coach in Shane Steichen, who took over for Frank Reich.
Well, yeah, but who
slash Jeff Saturday.
Saturday was in there. You got to give the coaching staffs a lot of credit for this too. All right. Obviously, the players are on the field making plays and scoring the points, but coaching staffs are huge. That's why you got to give a ton of credit to D'Amico Ryans and that staff, and then of course with Steichen and that staff.
How do you explain the Colt turnaround?
Yeah, I mean the coaching
because you can't just say, well, they found their quarterback.
And by the way, Jonathan Taylor was hurt for most of the year.
Yeah, the way I would explain it is, again, like I said, is the league just kind of keeps everybody somewhat competitive, and if you can win a few games,
there's parity.
Next thing you know, you're all of a sudden you're at 9 wins.
There's parity.
You know, like
the Colts were they were kind of weird, where Minshew just held it together. Just enough.
Managed
Zach Moss was decent when
good.
Taylor was sidelined.
They had a legit number
and
one receiver.
Michael Pittman is a stud.
He's a stud.
Don't you think most teams are just kind of and then there are a few great teams, and there are a few horrible teams.
Oh, I think the margin between some of these teams is so thin that any kind of call or bounce of the ball or lucky break ends up swinging a game in a team's favor.
100%.
And then, you know, every team is plus or minus 2 to 4 wins based on those small margin of errors.
100%. That's exactly what I'm trying to say.
And if those teams are more prepared 100%. Going into a Sunday that they weren't prepared for because the coaching staff didn't really focus on it for whatever aspect of the game it is, then that could be the difference. Well, it's 2 or 3 plays per game, and that could be the difference.
Wouldn't you want to model your team kind of like the Colts more so than the Texans? Because let's say
it was less based on one player.
Well, yeah, because a lot is basing it off of hitting your number 2 pick, and I feel like that could be harder to do than it is to, I don't know, build a culture.
But Richardson what was he?
Top four or five,
but he only played what, 5 games?
Yeah, he got injured relatively early.
But all those other subsequent picks were high, right? Did any of those other guys pan
Taylor
out?
Taylor was like, are you talking about like Jonathan Taylor?
Last year.
Year. So, right? So, if you're picking at the top of the draft every round, that's a little bit of
right?
an advantage.
Wouldn't the Colts' method of building a team seem almost easier
than
building the Texans?
I don't know enough about the Colts. Like, I don't know what theirs.
But
it
kind of depends on, but if the number 2 pick is a quarterback, that's certainly, if the number 2 pick is a tackle or a receiver or a corner, you know, he doesn't have the impact that a quarterback does. Mm-hmm. So that number 2 pick at quarterback, it's got
to
hit.
It's harder to identify the special sauce in Indianapolis than it is in
that's
Houston.
True. Yeah.
Well, one part of their special sauce is they have a really good offensive line. They have a couple of Pro Bowlers
in
Indianapolis.
Well, that's why I say
when Gardner Minshew got back there, he already had Quentin Nelson and Brian Kelly. They have really good offensive linemen.
Right.
And then you guys mentioned Zach Moss. Yes, they lose Jonathan Taylor for part of it, but they could run the football with Zach Moss. Then Taylor got back and did work. My point is, I think if you're a Commanders fan, you have to at least be optimistic that you can have this type of turnaround. It's not a guarantee, but you're going to have a good chance.
Best case scenario, you're hoping it happens, but I wouldn't go into 2024 thinking we're going to be the NFC version of the Texans.
I think generally you presented a good case, but I think you got to also remember there's a couple factors here that are keeping people down. The history of what we've done over the last 30 years is just always being hopeful and just daggers to the heart, right? So you got that. B, we're enduring this kind of this rebuild, whatever, with the Wizards that looks like it's going to take 100 years.
Different sport.
I understand. I'm just saying. We're in the middle of it. And the Nats even, we're in the middle of a rebuild. And we got a lot of young players on the horizon. It looks like they're still projected only win 66 games. So, like, I think it's a hard sell for this fan base to go, we're going to turn it around
away. The upside of it is no more Snyder. Harris is a different type of owner. They have a real GM.
You can find
show
reasons
Adam
for
Peters.
Optimism. You can
like
find.
That's where I think Commanders fans can be like, okay, it is possible. Whereas when Snyder on the team, you just felt like improving and sustained success was impossible to happen here.
Look, there's no guarantee. There are teams that flip a coach, that change a quarterback, that don't improve.
Of course.
Carolina Panthers last year.
Yeah.
Jonathan Gannon, who was the other coordinator from the Eagles who got a gig last year, took over the Cardinals. They went from 4-13 to 4-13.
Right.
Mm-hmm. No improvement. Now, Kyler Murray missed a bunch of games. Mm-hmm. You got issues. Like, the biggest factor, we all know, the quarterback.
If Kyler plays entire year, they're obviously better than 4 wins.
But if Adam Peters gets it right, and their quarterback is decent, They're going to have a damn good shot at making the playoffs next
again,
year.
Again, they've upgraded at so many spots on the roster. Mm-hmm. So even if the quarterback, whoever it is, just has an average rookie year. All right, if he has a terrible year and Mariota's starting by week six, different story. Has an average rookie year, they're going to be in that 7-8 range. Minimum,
I think. Hopefully that's the case. Well,
based on what they've upgraded.
Because Ron went to the playoffs with 7
wins.
That's
what I'm saying. So yeah. I think you got to be optimistic. And it comes down to the quarterback if they can stay healthy and just has a decent year.
I have more thoughts on this. Cakes is waving his hand like a maniac.
Let's get to it.
We'll take some calls too. Next on the MGM National Harbor. Listener lines 800-636-1067. Can the Commanders be the 2024 version of the Houston Texans? We'll take your calls next on the.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Ben, are you feeling optimistic that the Commanders can be the 2024 NFC version of the Houston Texans with a massive turnaround after their number two quarterback hits like C.J. Stroud did for the Texans? Helps lead them to the playoffs.
By the way, EB, when we're talking about the coaching being better.
Yeah.
By the end of the season, you were completely out on the other EB, Eric Bieniemy.
Oh, yeah.
And during the season, we talked about the fact.
I tried to maintain optimism.
Yeah. During the season, we talked about the fact that he basically abandoned the run.
He did.
He had a young quarterback in his second season, first season starting in Sam Howell, and dropped him back as much as anybody in the league.
Yeah.
So
with no protection. No good
again,
protection.
Going to Jason's point about the quality of coaching, that's part of it. Just having an offensive game plan that'll make some sense. Now, I don't know if Kingsbury's some spectacular play caller and great offensive coordinator.
But I know what he is. He's an upgrade over Eric Bieniemy, sight unseen. Without seeing him call one real play yet, I know he's an upgrade.
You're kind of proving my point from a few weeks ago when we were arguing about coaching versus players, and obviously the quarterback is a huge difference, but coaching as a staff is a huge difference maker.
Yep.
And we're kind of pointing out the examples from last year. Mm-hmm. And I think it's going to be a huge plus this year because the staff, top to bottom, all right, maybe the head coach isn't a huge difference maker compared to a quarterback, but top to bottom, that staff and their preparation going into each week and going into each game is a huge
and they've
plus.
Done a good job, I think. I mean, we'll have to see how it plays out and how these guys work with the number two pick, whoever it is. They've built a nice bubble and support system for whatever quarterback's coming in with Kingsbury, with Tavita Pritchard as a holdover. They bring in David Blau, who's a guy that's really smart and well thought of. You know, he wasn't very good as a NFL quarterback, but it looks like he's going to make his bones coaching going forward.
Probably eventually be a coordinator.
He's a young guy that should help a young quarterback make that transition from college to the pros. So it seems like they've made it a good landing spot for whoever gets picked
Eric, number two. Before we get to the calls, you had another thought, you said.
Well, a couple things. I just want to go through where we are. It's not fair because we're not even at the draft yet, and we're not done with picking up free agents. But if we just went position by position, right? I think we all agree linebacker better.
Yeah. I mean, Luvu might have been the best pickup just based on his age and what he'd been doing. And then they add Bobby Wagner.
Yeah. Understood.
Led the league in tackles.
It's a massive upgrade. Like, huge. This team, like, believes in linebackers and using linebackers and all that. Huge. Mm-hmm. Definitely better. Mm-hmm. I'd say, though, probably worse at secondary at this point. Maybe neutral. Right. I mean, they get rid of Curl. They add Chin, who I guess they think is going to fit their system better. But at best, not better.
But you also have to hope that the young guys, that the Ron regime picked. Now, you have to raise your eyebrow with that a little bit.
Yeah.
That those guys, right, like Forbes and Clyde
I haven't
Martin
given up on Forbes.
Develop.
But I'm just saying on paper.
Quinn.
But yeah, I think it's
paper.
Fair that
I would call
secondary, not upgrade.
But yeah.
But they might have better depth than they did last year.
I mean, you're calling it a wash, but they did lose.
They lost Fuller. They lost two starters.
Yeah. I mean, I would say maybe even a negative right now. I'm trying to be objective. Linebacker clearly better. I'd say D-line. Look, say what you want, but not having Chase and Montez and replacing it with these other guys, they ain't as good as Montez.
Armstrong's better than Chase.
Okay, but he's not better than Montez.
Okay, but they added three guys. So maybe you got more depth.
I'm going to say worse, personally, D-line.
I'm not so sure.
At best, neutral.
Chase was seriously non-existent.
But also, those guys only played half the season. They were traded.
I know, but that
just... So, but half the season, when you're talking about a four-win team, is because they thought, you know, including yourself, said, oh, this might be addition by subtraction. Casey Tuhill and the other guys that were filling in, they're not as good.
I'm not going
to
say that
these guys
worse.
Need to be an upgrade over Casey Tuhill and James Smith Williams.
Well, if you want to say that, then sure. But I'm saying where we were a year ago, I think they're worse, but okay.
I disagree.
Offensive line, at best, it's a push so far.
No, I think it's better. Well, you got a starting center.
Okay, but we lost Leno, and it was a great, but he was solid. I think we would all say solid.
Yeah, but we don't know.
Horrible.
We don't know anything about the guys they brought. We don't pay attention to offensive linemen. You're just basing it on names.
Well, right now they have Brayden Daniels, who everyone said was horrific as number one. Now, yeah. I know he's not.
Again,
because Cornelius Lucas will play over Brayden Daniels. Right.
But again, that also could be addressed in the draft.
But we just don't know. So I say at best it's neutral, I think, O-line, until proven otherwise.
But the two guys they brought in last year, Nick Gates and then the guy from Kansas City,
Wiley. You're going to love Gates.
But they were disappointing. So could these guys be disappointing? Yes, but what I'd say is that the center from Dallas has a better resume, at least.
I agree with that.
I think right now it's a better unit. Left tackle's an issue, but they will address that in the draft.
I hope so. And I think it will be better. But I'd say right now, for me, if I was being objective, maybe marginally better until proven otherwise.
Okay.
Receiving core the same, basically.
They haven't, yeah.
Lost Samuel could say worse.
Maybe worse. Running back, I'd say better. And that's assuming Eckler could be reasonably healthy.
Him and McNichols, I think, is a sneaky add to the roster. He's kind of like
you know
Eckler.
More about him than me.
He's kind of like an Eckler clone.
Correct.
Okay. You know more about him than me. I think he's played a while, though, right? He's been 8 or 9 years in the league.
I don't know how many years he has in.
Maybe I'm wrong.
I don't know if he's that old.
And then quarterback right now, I think it remains to be seen. I mean, I guess we'll assume it's going to be better than because Sam was so bad down the stretch. But we'll see. I assume it'll be better at quarterback, but we'll see.
Look, I think
definitely better.
I think the floor
coaching not even close.
Not even close. Yeah. Right.
And I think that's a huge factor. That's a huge percentage of it.
So I think it's almost a wash where we are now until we get this draft going.
No, I think it's an upgrade talent wise.
The roster's better.
Because I don't agree with all of your assessments. I think that the defensive ends, I'm with Jason. They may not have one individual player as good as Montez Sweat. Mm-hmm. Okay. But they added three guys, one of them who basically follows Dan Quinn around everywhere. He knows how to play Dante Fowler, right? Fowler's the one that's followed him around everywhere. Armstrong had, what, 9 sacks?
He's
and
better
didn't
than
start
Chase.
50% of his...
I would say Armstrong's
so none of them,
Chase,
I would say, are
sure,
individually but better than Montez Sweat, but I think overall they're better. I think linebackers are better. Agree with your assessment about corners. I think offensive line is better. They could end up busting, but it comes down to the quarterback. I think the floor of this team is 7 wins. And to get to the Houston Texans, I think it depends on the quarterback. Now, where it would go below 7 wins is if your quarterback has a Bryce Young like rookie season where it's a disaster.
If it's a season like that, then I mean, if it's like a 3-win season, I don't see that, but that would be a rough one. That would be a long.
All right, let's hit the phones here.
Too.
Why don't we hit Andre Manassas, see how he's feeling about it?
Andre, what's up, buddy? You're on with the Junks.
What's up?
Hey, gentlemen. Good morning. I'm not necessarily sold in the Texans. I mean, you know, this is not the first time in NFL, you know, a team has gone from, like, you know, worst, like, the playoffs. And
it happens every season.
I think drafted. Yeah, the Redskins did twice in 15 and 20. So, I mean, if anything that impressed me, maybe more so would have been Cincinnati with Joe Burrow. But, you know, having said that, I know everybody wants to win with a cheap quarterback or a rookie quarterback, but, you know, I've never really seen it happen with the exception of, you know, in Kansas City. These quarterbacks, they come in, they do well. You make a playoff, you make it to the playoffs, so you win one playoff game, and then all of a sudden he's your franchise quarterback. You give him, you know, $300 million, and the team just it stays in neutral for the rest of the guy's career. I don't know exactly what the magic formula is, but I think in a perfect world, you find a really good quarterback and you pay him decent money, but not at franchise quarterback money. And I realize no one ever can do it. That's just the way the NFL is. But, you know, I can see the Texans. Oh, well, we made the playoffs. We won a game. They're going to give Stroud all this money, and then they're going to be stuck in neutral, and
but
they're 4 or 5 years
away
from that.
They don't have to give him that big bag of money yet. Like they have,
right? And there's 3 more years.
They normally give him like in 4 years, right? I mean,
yes.
They're just starting year two, they're fine.
Kansas City is the only team that's done that and who was one. And then even still to that point, Mahomes, when he finally got his contract, I think he got a really, really he took a really, really team-friendly contract because, you know, he wants to win for the long term. But you need a quarterback who's going to come for – I mean, you know, Brady did it, but Brady had, you know, Giselle Bundchen. So they won all those years because he never made big money. So you need a really good quarterback who's going to come in who's not going to take big money for you to consistently win.
Well, if you get a really good quarterback, you're going to pay him.
If you have the guy, if you have
the way
Burrow,
the league is.
Or if you have Mahomes, you love paying that guy.
Of course. That's the situation you want to be in.
You found the Holy Grail.
Correct.
Like, the absolute worst situation is if you have a Daniel Jones and you give him money that's close to elite money and he just doesn't give you close to elite production.
But here's the worst. This is the worst spot to be in when you draft a guy high and he doesn't progress as quickly as you want, and you trade him for a 6-round pick,
right?
like the Bears did.
That's a problem when that happens.
Right, look, you got to get the quarterback. If you get the quarterback, it changes everything. Look at the Bills. All right, now the Bills have had to dismantle this team this year, but I bet they'll still be competitive because they have Josh Allen. Their last four seasons: 13-3, 11-6, 13-3, 11-6.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Ask because they've got Josh Allen.
Bills fans or the front office, are you guys okay paying Josh Allen what you're paying him? Of course, it's going to be a resounding yes.
But you're
then
not going to
work out everything else around him.
Barring, you know, you're just not going to know if you got the quarterback for a couple years.
Probably.
Yeah. And in all likelihood, you're not going to know.
Probably, but Cincinnati knew quick. The Chargers knew quick.
Sometimes you do, but a lot of times you don't.
Yeah, I mean, they hit home runs.
Trying to think of the guys who were drafted the last couple seasons.
Well, Trevor Lawrence.
Yeah.
We don't know.
Saw side by side of Gardner Minshew's career stats and Trevor Lawrence's career stats? Gardner Minshew comes out favorable.
Dude, I was hyping up Minshew a couple of years ago, and you guys were destroying me.
Part of Minshew's stats.
Well, there's no chance Minshew's better than Trevor Lawrence.
He was putting up garbage stats early with the Jacksonville Jaguars, and those teams are getting boat raced.
You can take those stats and throw them out the window.
All right, let's go to Sarah in Ashburn. Sarah.
Hi, good morning, guys.
Hello.
I think don't put the emphasis on our comparison with the Texans or with the Colts. I think it's going to be a matter of how that the coaching staff is going to come together, who they are going to be drafting, and a quarterback is only as good as the men around them. And I think that's going to be
the secret. It's not true.
I'd rather have the stud quarterback, and you get a bunch of numbers around him. He'll elevate those guys.
You can have a stud quarterback, but if you don't have – we needed an offensive line. We didn't have it last year. You have to have draft for an offensive line.
It's a team game, and you're right to an extent that you need good support around your quarterback. But, you know, Patrick Mahomes was mentioned earlier. Now he's the best. But he loses Tyreek Hill, and they're fine.
They won a Super Bowl.
The coaching staff, too.
Oh, of course.
Still had Travis Kelce.
Sarah, do you think right now the roster is better than it was last year. Even, you know, I mean, we don't know about quarterback, but like what they've done, like position by position.
But it also depends on the coaching staff. And I think Josh Harris has done a very good job.
The coaching staff is better. I think we'll all stipulate
to that.
She
didn't want to answer your question. Yeah, she's not listening to you.
Sarah, we know the coaching staff's going to be better. Is the roster better right now than it was at the end of last year?
We won't know until the end of the draft.
Okay, but what do you think it is right now?
I think I really don't know because I think
I'll answer.
Answers
for
yes.
It's clearly yes. You know why?
Isn't she like 97?
Dude, you asked her four
it's
times the
close.
Same question.
I was giving her grace because she's like 100.
Thank you for the call.
Yeah,
but it's better because Ron is no longer in charge. Ron isn't anywhere near making the picks. That's why I know it's better.
Here's another example.
Of course, it's better.
All right. Here's another example to Jason's point about coaching. All right, we're talking about the Texans. Can they have a Texans turnaround? All right, because they're the most recent and most spectacular example of a team turning it around and making the playoffs and C.J. Stroud being great. But a season before that, Brian Daboll took over for Joe Judge. Mm-hmm. Yeah. They were 4-13
horrible
with
hire.
Joe Judge in his second season.
Yeah.
6-10, mm-hmm. 4-13. They didn't change the quarterback. They changed the head coach. And obviously they drafted some players, mm-hmm. but it was Daniel Jones, and they ended up going 9-7-1 and made the playoffs in year one.
Right.
Now they regressed this year.
Year two.
Well, he got hurt. Daniel Jones was hurt.
Okay.
And there were other factors, but it was a 1 year turnaround. Probably took advantage of a last place schedule, which mm-hmm. the Commanders will have, and some other things. Like it happens every season. Like I think, look, I'm with some of these people that right now. And it's dependent on who they draft in the quarterback and whether it works out. They are poised to have the turnaround this season. Like a lot of people are saying the Commanders are the team.
Let's hope that's the case.
I remember they said that. The guy from ESPN said that Rick said we were going to Super Bowl. Rich Eisen said we were going to Super Bowl. Remember that a couple years ago?
I do remember
that. Was when you were touting Fitzpatrick, right?
Yeah.
That was my guy. Mine about the easiest
guy, I've just been burned
Fitzpatrick.
Too often. I believe it when I see it.
All right, don't forget, coming up in a little over an hour, we'll be joined by Dylan Strome from the Washington Capitals as they have a huge game tonight against the Pittsburgh Penguins. He'll join us coming up at 8:45 here on The Fan.
So selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently with offline maps and on-trail navigation. Download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
I know all the golf dorks are hyped up because the Masters is next week.
Play that music, Cakes. You know, I made my daughter learn how to
play
this.
Got the Valero before that.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Go ahead.
So here's your headline. Tiger Woods making preparations to compete at the Masters tournament next week, and he's taking drastic measures to ensure that he is ready to play. According to a friend of the 48-year-old golfer, quote, he's focused, he's working really hard in the gym, he's eating right, he's even eliminated sex. He does that now when he's preparing. No sex until the tournament is over. He doesn't want anything to take away from his
Who's his partner? Who's his girl?
He broke up with Erica Herman, right? Yeah. She's suing him for $30 million.
Wouldn't
you want to know who's on his Rolodex?
The friend in the story says, like, he's not dating anyone. But I would kill to see Tiger's Rolodex.
You know that he's got one. Right? He's got friends with benefits, right? Yeah. Or he just runs through different ones.
I mean, sure. He is a sex addict.
Yeah. Think he uses Tinder?
I don't think he uses Tinder. No chance.
Bumble.
Zero chance. If anything, he uses that Raya. You know what that is, right?
I don't know Raya.
That's the celebrity. Famous person. That's one. The rich.
Oh, okay.
Tinder. Yeah,
Drafts, give me a slight nod.
You don't slum and go on Tinder if you're Tiger.
Okay. No,
if you're Tiger,
that makes
you go
sense.
On Riot. Yeah.
I mean,
that's
if
where,
you're
like,
Tiger,
Ben would be on.
I mean, if you're Tiger, you really going to date a Pav?
Well, he could be on Tinder because they have an exclusive version of it. It's like $500 a month.
Mm. Okay, he could be. But, yeah. I mean, the trendy one is Raya, right?
Raya,
yeah. I don't know.
Yeah.
The hanger.
But, I mean, he needs it. He could just go to a tournament, have his caddy pick out a silly, and then that's his.
But he's focused. Do you think it actually helps focus?
No buns? It has zero impact. It's the greatest wives' tale ever. Joe Namath used to talk about it.
Helps a golfer.
I actually think it increased the more you whistle, the more your testosterone is.
Your body produces more.
Mm hmm. I believe that's true.
Okay. I don't know.
Listen, I'm not a doctor. It's not my area of expertise.
No,
I do have areas of expertise. But
well, you know what you need to do is before you go to Norbeck, you need to
knock one out.
Knock one out.
And see how you play.
See how you play.
So yeah, see how you perform.
Yeah, I don't know if you want me to. Okay,
do an experiment.
High when you're playing Norbeck.
No, this is what you need to do. Go in your garage.
Yeah.
All right. Take about 20 swings.
Yeah.
Into your net. Into your Rap Soto.
Right. Into my launch monitor.
See the data.
I don't know.
Then
go forward.
Go whistle.
Then go whistle.
On his arm. He's always grabbing at his elbows. Well,
thank God it's my left, Cakes. Thank God it's my left.
Then go downstairs. Find your video du jour.
Right.
All right. Then go back to your Fap Soda.
Right. Right. You just wanted to work that in.
No, I'm dead serious.
Yeah.
I'm guessing Tiger's waking up this morning and seeing this headline and going, what in the hell is this all about?
Why is Nota Begay talking again?
Yeah.
Why is one of my friends outing me?
It doesn't even say anonymous friend.
Like,
it's Arjun Atwal.
He didn't have that many friends.
Yeah.
The one that talks to the media all the time is they always ask is Nota.
Nota and Arjun.
Yeah. So, I mean, he's definitely not doing him a solid here.
I know. I'm saying I don't even think it's a real
friend. Story?
Yeah.
Oh, maybe it's not a real friend. But you know what? Nota,
like,
sometimes says stuff
Tiger.
That I would think Nota would have been cut out in years past. Because normally you can't say anything negative about Tiger. Tiger would just cut you right out. But somehow Nota's hung in there.
Is he just a professional friend of Tiger? Is that his job in life?
Basically, Tiger tells him how he feels, then he goes on air and blabs about it on Golf Channel.
Yeah.
Nota is Tiger's mouthpiece.
Okay.
Yeah.
So here's the problem, though, is that I'm a huge Tiger guy. We all know that. But, he never plays. He's 48.
He's never healthy.
That did kind of throw me. I saw these 48. I didn't realize 40. He's approaching.
Yeah, he's 40. He's getting up there.
I mean, it's, now he can still generate clubhead speed, but every time he goes out there, he's so maddening to watch because he's so rusty. His game is so sort of all over the place.
You can watch him on the Champions Tour soon.
I mean, he might play a couple. I don't know. He actually says now that he could see himself because that's where all his friends are.
Right. All his boys are on the Champions Tour.
Well, yeah. I mean, he doesn't know these young kids right. that well, So. So who knows? But it's too bad. If there is a tournament that he could shock the world, it would be like he did in 2019. I mean, I always thought that Tiger would have a shot at winning again, but it was truly improbable that he pulled it off in 2019.
Well,
Right, and that was before he almost lost his leg, too. That was a huge, huge thing.
Now, I do think his leg has improved a lot.
It has, but he still limps all over the place.
But he's still, the problem is he's 48.
He's 48.
He's had a million injuries.
Yes.
Now, Bees, you take a perverse pleasure in that you're probably one of the few people on the planet that can look at Tiger naked before he's done with the Masters. On your phone. True.
Hey, we'll know exactly how
no
much.
Girls. He's not going to say.
Oh, he's got a screenshot. Yeah,
I know what he's got. Believe me.
We'll know exactly how much testosterone he has if he's sized or not walking up a flowering crab apple.
That's a good point. Like, is he going to be wearing pants that are going to just like show, like, just show off his manhood?
I hope not.
Like super tight fitting.
He's
pants.
Got his new gear, right?
Oh, yeah,
his new logo.
Oh, Sunday Red. I forgot about that. Oh, my God. I hate that stuff.
But you know what?
It's not as bad as what
it'll grow
days
on
is.
You.
Problem is, here's what you're going to see. You're going to see Friday Red. And then you're probably not going to see Saturday.
Well, if there's
Except horses for courses, right?
If there's one tournament he can make the cut in, and the guy's done it a million times, he grinds his way through.
That's the only reason to watch him
so
if he makes
rusty.
The cut.
There are rumors. That you know, he doesn't even really like golf that much anymore. That he's just doing this for the sponsorship stuff and the money, keep the money train going. Which kind of makes sense because he never plays.
He never plays. Yeah,
he never plays.
He got sick at the Genesis. That was in February. We're in early March.
I mean, early April.
Once a month.
Blame In-N-Out Burger. Huh? Blame In-N-Out Burger.
He said he was going to play once a month.
I'm surprised he didn't play. He wasn't at the Players. That was very surprising.
Yeah. Well, why didn't he play this week?
He doesn't play that well there. Probably didn't want to embarrass
him. Why didn't he play last week to kind of gear up?
Because I think he doesn't play that much.
You guys are so horny to watch that guy play golf.
I'm not as much anymore.
Well, because he's the greatest of all time. I mean, Jack has more majors, but he's the most dominant. I think he's the most dominant athlete of my lifetime.
That old codger Jack loves the fact he's not going to get caught. He wouldn't tell anybody.
Of course,
but Cakes, he's eliminated sex. He's going to be more focused. He's on a better diet, apparently. Maybe he'll have a shot.
Shot at what?
He's what he's
making the cut.
Oh, okay.
He's got a putt better. He's got a chip better. He's, you know, it's not. I'm very down on him.
Cakes,
too.
Is that why you did it in college for focus?
Oh yeah, that's why. Yeah,
you eliminated sex.
I abstained from sex for a long time during college so I could focus on my studies. Yeah, that was the reason, JP. I'm sure that was the reason.
Hey Eric, would you abstain from sex for a year if it meant you could be a scratch golfer?
No.
I don't know. You're really big in the golf. I think you would.
I would.
Well, I think you would abstain. I think you would abstain.
All right, hold on. There's a caveat to it. Can I whistle?
You can whistle, but no sexual intercourse.
I don't think my wife care.
To be a scratchy?
Yeah,
yes.
To be a scratch.
You can be club champion.
Yeah, to be club champion as a scratch golfer at Norbeck for an entire year.
But I can whistle?
But you can whistle for an entire year, but no intercourse with Dina.
He's pondering. Pondering.
Hey, that name will be on that slate in the clubhouse forever.
Yeah.
I don't care about the club champion stuff. Like, that'd be cool to win that, but just to have my game locked in.
The fact that you can just dial in your wedges from any distance.
Then you walk through the clubhouse, people are like, oh, there's the club champion.
Yeah. You get a silly parking spot.
The thing is, you're leaving a huge opening with the whistling. That's true. I mean, of course, I have to say yes to that.
All right, what about this?
But no whistling? I don't think there's anything I would do.
All right. So for this, 10 days, if someone told you, Eric, if you don't whistle or be with your wife for 10 days at the end.
Ten days is nothing.
That's not a big deal.
A month.
I know you're looking at me like I'm crazy.
When was the last time you went 10 days without crossing the finish line?
I don't know, but it was never incentive.
Believe me. I'm gonna say 10 days. Yeah, like if you're on a vacation with all your kids and stuff.
That's true.
Outer Banks.
That's true.
I mean, I was probably 13 the last time I went 10 days.
All right. But go ahead. All right, but let's say it real. I agree with JP.
Would you do that for Tiger to win the Masters?
Oh, 10 days?
You had to abstain with Tiger.
Oh, yeah. No whistle, no nothing.
I think he'd go for 100 probably, days for that.
What about 30 days? 30 days.
I could do 30 days. I would just have to play a lot of golf.
There's no chance you could do that.
I could.
You would have to be so locked in, so disciplined.
He would look like the Bellagio fountain after 18.
I could do that. I could. By the way, I would do. I would sacrifice.
He would
my
commit
body.
A crime.
I would sacrifice my body for Tiger.
He would commit a crime, a serious crime. Looking at a year in jail.
A month for him to win
the Masters.
I could go a month.
2 months would be pushing it.
Two months, you start to get crazy. You know, but a month, no problem.
Would you non-violently carjack somebody for Tiger Woods to win the Masters?
No.
I'm not talking about kill them.
No.
Maybe just grab them and throw them out of the vehicle.
Like you're going down that road? No. I couldn't do that. That's not in me. I'd steal something. Like something that couldn't hurt somebody.
That doesn't rise to the level of Tiger winning the Masters.
Would you walk out
on an expensive dinner bill to see Tiger
that's
win?
That's a good one.
A $200 dinner bill.
You dine and ditch.
In a town that I'm not from.
Yeah.
Eric, not
in D.C.
All right, would you agree to this? A wizard all of a sudden makes you like cakes at golf. Like you hit a five iron 150 yards.
For an entire year,
you had cakes as golf game and you couldn't shed it. For Tiger to win another
Honestly, I'd kind of play suicide. I couldn't do that.
All right, Tiger wins or Maris wins the conference in lacrosse.
I want my son to get another ring.
It's too easy. You're
not that big of a fan.
Of Tiger?
Yeah.
Come on, man. It's family. Nothing's going to come in front of family.
That conference championship won't mean anything to Stevie in like 3 years.
No, I think it means a lot. I think most people would agree with me on that. And I don't think I could commit a crime for it. But I could easily go 10 days. I think it's more telling about drag.
Definitely shoplift. I mean, shoplifting. Come on. Who hasn't shoplifted at some point in their lives?
Right. Drabby, I think that was a little eye-opener for you.
Yeah, 10 days? That's an eternity. Are you kidding me?
All right, don't forget, coming up on the show, Dylan Strome will join us at 8:45 as the Caps ready to take
Big
on
one.
The Penguins tonight. Next, we'll get into the Commanders' updated two-round mock from ESPN. We'll tell you who they have the Commanders selecting. We'll do that next on The Fan.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.